The transformation experience with Sanjeev yesterday morning, with the couple of beautiful ladies that shared their stories, and I can't remember their names now even, it's embarrassing. Are any of them in the room? Either of the two? Okay. Husband's here? Thank you. I was moved during that part. I was moved because, I mean, who in the room doesn't want to shed a couple pounds, right? I mean, maybe a couple more, a couple by 10, right? So I'm watching this, and personally, the whole weight loss thing, I just kind of tune out sometimes because I know what I need. I just eat less and exercise more, right? I tell myself, but do I do it? Probably not like I should. So I'm watching this story, and all of a sudden, you know, she's telling her story, and she's talking about what she does for a living, and she's talking about the challenge she had, and how she finally watched the Transformation Awards in September at the summit and decided if she can do it, I can do it. And so from September to whatever it was, right, 4 or 5 months with it between now, that competition, what did she do? She took action that she didn't believe she could do before because she related to that woman. She followed the program. She did things that she had struggled to do before. She was given some tools to help her, and she did the same thing. You remember our definition back here? Leadership encourages and motivates people to act in ways that cause them to grow and improve such that they encourage and motivate others to do the same. We witnessed that right in that transformation presentation. That's leadership. And leadership can help people build a business. Leadership can help people lose weight. Leadership can help people get off their medications. Can help people with anything that we need to do. But we carry the responsibility to be those leaders. And if people are not stretching, acting, and growing under our watch, who's to blame? How many of you have ever, okay, this is going to be revealing. Don't raise your hands on this, but it's going to be revealing to yourselves. How many of you have ever had the thought, yeah, my people aren't doing anything. I signed some people up, but they're not doing anything. Don't raise your hands. Right? Have you ever had that thought? Man, if these people just do something, I could have a big business. It's easy to go that direction, isn't it? It's easy to kick them in the butt, kick them in the butt, and kick them in the butt. Sometimes we have to turn that foot around. Okay? If people aren't following you, then you are not leading. If people are not following me, then I am not leading. The number one way to find out whether you're a leader is to turn around. Turn around and see what type of activity, growth, is happening in your team. And if the activity, if you don't see them going across the stage, if you don't see them being recognized, if you don't see them helping people grow, if you're not seeing people stand up and give presentations, if you're not seeing people reaching out and making new friendships and bringing people to the meetings, if they're not doing these things, chances are there's not any leadership happening. And there's, I'm not going to say always, but I'm going to say most cases, there is something you can do immediately. In change in the way you interact with that person, you can introduce them to more people, you can create more of a field of related leaders. Thank you. My watch is slow. and we make those changes, and then you start to see the bubblings. You start to see people all of a sudden go out and share CDs. Someone who's never shared CDs, they start sharing CDs. Well, how did that happen? Because they somehow had a connection, built relatedness. With that relatedness came comfort and belief, belief that they can succeed. They say, if they can do it, I can do it. And they start taking action and an increase in activity. So let me walk you through this process. An increase in belief. Belief in self, belief in the team, belief in the system, belief in the products, belief in the increase in belief increases activity. But that belief has to get to where they're comfortable to do something, to step out, right? So you do everything you can to nurture that belief. You can do it. I'm here with you. I'll get on a three-way with you. I'll make myself available. Let's help you find out who you're going to talk to. You increase their confidence. You tell them stories. You have them meet somebody else who did it and had success, right? You increase their belief and their confidence. Now they're willing to take that step. They increase activity. Well, if you increase activity in the right direction, you're going to increase success. You're going to increase results, as Buck said. And as you increase results, you increase the success and the recognition. That increases the relatedness even more. They get to interact with more leaders. And so this is a process of constant. If you think about everything we've done over the last few days, our effort has been to increase belief. Increase relatedness and belief. Because we want everybody to go home and do what? Increase activity. So that next time we all get together, we get to see increased results. It's a simple process if you look at it that way. Now, these are the three stories I was going to tell you, and I have 2 minutes to do it.